Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here in the broadcast booth with us at in the press box at the Brewers spring training facility, Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show and Spring Training Live on our flagship station out of Milwaukee, Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. We'll chat with him in just a moment. I want to remind you that this portion of the program being brought to you by some great sponsors that brought us down here, our friends at Robert Hack Diamonds. Go to Robert Hack Diamonds and check out all that they have to offer. Greenfield on the corner of 76th and Layton in Milwaukee, Port Washington, and Greentree Roads. Or go to Robert Hack, H-A-A-C-K, roberthackdiamonds.com, where they pay the most cash for your gold. Also, our friends at Stenny's, Milwaukee's best sports bar, award-winning Bloody Marys, shuttles to all the games, Packers, Brewers, Bucks, Admirals, Marquette, UWM. They've got it all, second in national in Walker's Point. Home of the Bill Michaels garlic cheese bread and wings that look like Barry Bonds had them. They're all roided up. They're fantastic. Stop into a Stenny's and check it out for yourself. Tim, how you doing, man?
What's happening, Bill?
I'm doing good. The rain is finally out of the area. The threat of rain is pretty much gone. Finally, we're seeing some sunshine, a little bit warmer weather. So I'm good now that we're going to start seeing baseball. Yeah. They finally got the tarp up, too.
Yeah, you mentioned Stenny's there, Bill, and yeah. One of my favorite moments of the 2018 campaign last year.
Was when you were down there.
Yeah, it was. It was the Moustakas walk-off, game one winner over the Rockies.
Right.
And it was just one of those moments that, you know, you knew something special could happen.
We did a huddle down there, and then you did the postgame show down there, right?
Yeah, you dialed all that in, and we sat and we watched extra innings, and Jeffress had a little bump in the road there. But Moustakas, I talked with him yesterday, and he talked about that moment. And I talked to some of the players this morning, and one was Brandon Woodruff when he homered off of Clayton Kershaw.
Right.
And I didn't call him a liar, but I said, hey, Brandon, I kind of got to just wonder about this thing. You say you can't remember? You can't remember what happened? He goes, no, I remember the whole at-bat. I remember the swing. After that, time stood still, man.
Right.
I couldn't remember it. And that's the cool thing about going back and reminiscing about last year's run was that it all happened so damn fast. And we couldn't, even as fans, as broadcasters, we couldn't kind of keep inventory on all the cool things that were happening. But that was an amazing run.
I talked to Travis Shaw walking in this morning, and I had mentioned to him about last year. And he said kind of the same thing, but he said it happened so fast, and you just enjoyed it. He said this year they want to be able to methodically go through it because they hope, obviously, to do the same thing as last year and then take the next step. But everything was a blur. You know, every day, every night was a blur. It was like this pandemonium in the city and in the state and Brewer Nation, and everything was just flowing really quickly downhill,
cool.
Which was great. But this year they want to say, okay, we've been there, done that. Now we know what to expect, so now we can watch it. And hopefully, like, this season, that postseason slows down for them. And the one thing, that Tim, that I found, that guys love to talk about last year, but they are really focused on right now.
Yeah.
There isn't this hangover from, hey, we finally arrived. There's this, hey, we didn't prove anything last year. We only proved that we could win the division. We didn't prove we can get to a World Series.
Yes.
And I like the attitude.
Some of the players are echoing that sentiment that it is about moving forward, and it's with our friends at Forward Financial Partners.
There you go.
So, but it is, and I think Moustakas put it right, man. I do, and I got to reel it in a little bit as well. Let's not get ahead of our skis here, man. He put it as, we're focused on winning today's game. I really like that attitude.
Yeah.
And maybe that, as a veteran guy, as a guy that's, you know, been through it with the Kansas City Royals and then the run last year with the crew here, I hope that sentiment echoes throughout that clubhouse that it is about today's game. And I know Council said that a few years ago. Hey, my job is to win today's game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I saw Jeremy Jefferson, talked to him a little bit, and he said, because I said, you know, hey, how you doing? Obviously, he was on our program last year. He said, yeah, I'm doing good. He said, it doesn't feel different. You know, just had a little bit of weakness. And he said, I don't care if it's April 1st or April 10th or April 30th or June 30th. I just want to be ready.
Yeah.
And he said they got a really good program, but it is a little disconcerting when a guy comes out and normally throws low to mid-90s and comes out and throws low to mid-80s.
Yeah.
That's one thing you raise an eyebrow to.
You do. And Craig Counsell in his briefing just about a half hour ago right here, Bill, did say that it's, quote, more likely than not that he starts the season on the injured list.
Which raises a red flag in the sense of, is there something, it's just weakness, or is there something else going on that
nervous.
We don't know?
I'm nervous about it. But he threw yesterday a little bit. He's going to take a little time off today. He's going to throw again tomorrow and Friday. So I think you're right in the regard that it's not about time. It's about making sure he's full go with his health.
The other thing that they made the mention of yesterday was that Jimmy Nelson's not going to be on the opening day roster. They want to take their time with him. I agree with that. I thought it was aggressive when he came out and said, you know, hey, I not only want to be on the opening day roster, but I want to start opening day. You're laying a heavy amount of pressure on you to perform right away. And you're coming off of some pretty major shoulder surgery. So it was good to see him get the ovation. Yeah. It was good to see him get the ability to go out and throw some pitches. It was great to see him hit 94. Yes. But now it's all about kind of rehoning your skills and rehoning your control and your ability to throw the baseball and also throw the off-speed stuff that's going to have movement on it the way it was before he ended up going down with the injury.
And he had the 3 strikeouts in the one inning. So you focus a little bit on that positive. I think the biggest news that came out of the Jimmy Nelson camp here, if you will, is that his next time out, which will be this Saturday, so a couple of days here, the goal is 3 innings. That is huge news because now you're looking at what the other guys are. Zach Davies last night, he worked his way up to where they wanted him to be, the 70 pitches. The
right.
game was shortened, obviously. Chase today facing the Indians. That's about the area that they want him at, 70, 75 pitches. Okay, now let's go back to Jimmy Nelson. Through 3 innings, I would suspect, you know, that 50 pitch mark, that's
yeah.
a great sign.
Offensively speaking, he got off to a slow start, maybe just fitting in, but Yasmani Grandal's really come on as of late. I've been encouraged by what I've seen from him.
Yeah, one of the better hitting catchers in the game, and I think Brewers fans, got a little taste of Yasmani Grandal last year in the NLCS, and he didn't fare well. I mean, let's state it for what it was, but he is one of the better hitting catchers in the game. Now, they keep, talking up the, pitch framing and, blocking some balls in the dirt and everything. And, I don't think he's a plus-plus defensive catcher, but a decent one. The one thing you like about Yasmani Grandal here is what we're getting to know is that he does his homework and he works hard. The day they signed him, he wanted the phone numbers to his pitching staff.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to reach out and touch base and get the ball rolling with some study time. That's cool.
He's a crazy video guy, too.
Big time. And so was Lucroy, though, back in the
yeah.
day. And that was his deal when he was first coming up. Hard worker, did his homework, and Yasmani is the same way.
I'm looking at the infield, and I'm now, understanding Moustakas. I saw Moustakas now play second. It's not that he looks natural. It just looks like the guy's got more chops than I think a lot of people gave, and even myself gave him credit for. He's now been officially dubbed the starter at
yeah.
second base.
Yeah.
He looks a lot better than I thought he would.
We're going to find out. I don't think he's been tested too much, and that's the tough part. Now, we don't see necessarily all of the infield practices. Carlos Sobero has been working with the infielders and has some good reports on Moustakas. But game time setting, a game situation, do we see him make that play? Do we see him test his range left or right? Do we see him turn the double play? Are his feeds good? Is the pivot good? There's so much shifting anyway. So I think it fits with these guys. If you're going to, now, years ago, probably not. Doug Melvin told us, we got to stop changing positions at the big league level.
Mm-hmm.
They do that at the minor league level
right.
and get them ready to come up here. Moustakas is a good athlete, and I think with all the shifting, that hides that out-of-position thing a little bit better. We'll see. There might be some bumps in the road here. I got to admit, it won't be, I don't think, as flawless as Travis Shaw at second base.
The one thing I have not seen, and granted yesterday was kind of a down day because of the rains. They didn't work a whole lot, and they had a night game. But normally, and I'm kind of hoping for it today or tomorrow, normally we see them working on bunting, hit and runs, all that kind of stuff. I haven't seen that. And we scream it. And I know you guys get a lot of the calls during the postgame show of why didn't they drop down a bunt, advance a runner, go the 90 feet, do some things that are the intangibles that make you a better baseball team. You haven't seen any of that stuff.
You don't. And I don't know if it's a philosophy of this team or just the genetic makeup these days of baseball. And it could be a little bit of both, but they want thump, and they know they're going to get it. For example, last night's lineup over in Scottsdale against the Giants, Yelich was batting two, Grandal three. Grandal, right. the switch hitter, lefty-lefty. Right. Shaw was in there. Moustakas was in there. Thames was in there.
Pick
so
your poison.
Two, three, four, five, six.
Yeah.
I mean, five lefties in a row. And, you know, it's something probably I'll bounce off counsel in one of these briefings is that are you going to have to kind of sit on your hands a little bit when you face a righty at times to don't throw all your lefties in.
Right.
You might want to save one or two because the game will get sideways and pitching changes and whatnot. But I think just to answer your question, may not be the way baseball is going, and I don't think it's the way that Craig Counsell has leaned a little bit thus far through three-plus years.
Tim, good stuff. Go back and enjoy the rest of the week in the sunshine and get a game in today, this afternoon over at Goodyear and kind of go from there.
Dynamite, Bill. Thanks.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, joining us for a couple of minutes here inside the broadcast booth at American Family Fields of Phoenix, spring training facility for the Milwaukee Brewers.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.